We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Dav Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We are starting 9 lines from the top of Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. The first word in line is V'goymer. We're starting right after that. We're continuing the story with Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv, where Sancheriv already, he was the Melech Ashur, Pashtus, he was Shalmaneser, like the Gemara says before, and he put the 10 Shvatim Rei into Golis 10 years before, and now he's coming to finish the job, to take Gans Klal Yisrael to Golis, even Yehuda and Binyamin. Chizkiyahu was the Melech Yehuda, and he davened to Hashem, and Hashem made a Merid Ganes and killed out Sancheriv's entire army of 185,000 people. The rest ran away. And it says in the Pasuk that Sancheriv was said something against Hashem, that he will capture Hashem Kaviyachol. That he boasted he would capture Hashem. But there's a steer in the Psukim. This story of Sancheriv is said in Yeshaya and said also in Malachim. So Rachanina bar Papa Rami, a steer between the Psukim. Ksiv, it says in one of the Psukim, Meroim Kitzoy. When it talks about a Kares Baruch Hu, it says the Sancheriv said, I will come to its most highest height, Meroim Kitzoy. V'chsiv Meroim Kitzoy. What it says, I'll come to his place where he is very far in his Kaviyachol hotel. One pasuk in Malachim says Meloim Kitzoy, and the pasuk in Yeshaya says Meroim Kitzoy. So it's the same conversation, it's a steer. One says Meloim Kitzoy, one says Meroim Kitzoy. So our answer is like this. Omar Yisrael Rosh, Rosh is like this. V'tchila first achav dira shalmata. First I will destroy Hashem's place here, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Meroim Kitzoy. V'achakach, achav dira shalmata, which is the Meloim Kitzoy, Lashon of a hotel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol lives, then I'll destroy him lamaila. That was the Apikarsis. On Rabbi Shimon Levi, what's found in the pasuk that says, "May lechsev ato hamivaldei Hashem lisa lamakoyim hazel hashchisoi." Sancheriv said, "You think I came here myself? Hashem sent me here. Hashem omer alai." He says, "Ato hamivaldei Hashem lisa lamakoyim hazel hashchisoi." Then I came without Hashem. Hashem omer alai alei al aretz zayt hashchisoi. Hashem said to me to come here and destroy it. Now the shaila is, where did Hashem say this? The Shama, we'll see in a second, the Shama Lanavi, where did Hashem say this? Where did Hashem tell Sancheriv that to go up and destroy Yerushalayim and put Gans Klal Yisrael onto Golus? The Shama Lanavi, the Kamar, because Sancheriv heard the Navi saying, B'Shem Hashem, Yan ki mo'as ha'om ha'zeh esmei asher lo yachaholchem la'at, that the people have been moyas in the mea asher lo yach, we'll see what that means, umisois, it's Ritzin ben Ramalayo. And instead, they went after and they rejoiced with Ritzin ben Ramalayo. So what's Pshat in this Pasuk? I'm Rav Yosef. We have the Targum, we're not chapit this Pasuk saying. What's the Pasuk saying? That there's a Taina on Klal Yisrael, that Chalaf, the Kotz Amahadein, since this nation was disgusted with Machusa the Beis David, and Machusa the Beis David is compared to the Meis Shaluach. Why? The Medaber Lahoyim Benayach, because the Malchi Yehuda lead Klal Yisrael gently, like the Kamei Shaluach, like the Meis Shaluach, the Shaluach springs with the Nagda Benayach, that they don't no big waves, it goes, the waters, they flow gently. Instead, they like better to be under the jurisdiction of Ritzin and Bar Remaliah. This Ritzin was the king of Asher, and Remaliah was it was Pekach Bar Remaliah, who was the king of Klal Yisrael, the king of Melech Yisrael, the northern part of Klal Yisrael, which is the Melech Yisrael, Malchi Yisrael. He was from the Malchi Yisrael. So it says in the Pasuk that he felt he had a right to go after Gan's Klal Yisrael because they were being disgusted with the Malchus Beis David, and he thought it was going on Gan's Klal Yisrael. Om Rav Yechron. Just once you mentioned this Rosh of Pekach ben Remaliyo, which was the Melech of Yisrael, of the northern part of Yisrael, so I'm going to say something about him. Maidach, what's around the Pasuk that says? I think this Pasuk is in Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Me'erois, yes, the Pasuk Mishlei, Me'eras, Hashem beveis Rosho nevei tzadikim yivarech. There's a curse in the house of Rosho, and the abode of tzadikim, the house of tzadikim yivarech, will be benched. What does this mean? What's found in this pasuk? Me'eras Hashem veis Rosh zeh Pekach ben Ramalayu. That's referring to the house of the Rosh of Pekach, and he was there was a curse in his house. What was the curse? Arbaam saw goizlois v'gnu chasudi. He had to eat 40 sa'ah of goizlois, of little birds, for dessert. He was so hungry, he never got satiated. There was never a bracha on his stomach. When a Beit Tzadikim Yivarach, the Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, that's Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, the Shayoch Litra Yerek Masud, he ate a little litra, a little pound of vegetables, and that was enough for his entire meal, and he was mamash full. So that was bracha in the stomach of Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo had a bracha on his house, Masha Inkin, Pekarach Amal Yo. Going back to the Psukim, the Sancheirev learned from this Navi that he has a right to go Keneged and capture Gans Klal Yisrael. V'lechein, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hine Adonai Male Aleihem Esmei Hanar Atzuma Rabim Esmelech Ashur. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem will bring down the king of Ashur, V'chsiv V'chalaf V'Yehuda Shotav Ova Atzavigia. And it also says that the river should come through Yehuda, overflowing until the neck. And this is the that Sacher learned from these psukim from Avishaya that the Melech Ashur will come and capture Klal Yisrael. Because it says Hashem's Malaleim is Me'anar Atzumim V'Rab is Melech Ashur. And what's going to happen? V'Holach B'Cholach B'Yehuda Shad V'Avatzav Egiya. So the Shaila is, so why did Sacherev get destroyed? Why did his whole army get destroyed? Actually, Sacherev himself did not get killed. He went back home. But why does army get destroyed? What was the Einish? It sounds like from the Psukim that Hashem told him, Taka, go after it. Elamai time Einish, why did he get Einish? And for the Gemara, Novi Aseres Shvatim Esnavi. The Novi was talking about the Aseres Shvatim, the 10 Shvatim which were in the north, and not talking about Yehuda, because Yehuda, they were doing fine. Il Yav Data Kurishlaim, he put his mind on the whole Yerushalayim. But Nav Amalei, the Navi said that you're making a mistake. Ki lo mu'af lasher mutzak lo. There is no ayefus, there's no tiredness, no weariness. Lasher mutzak lo. And what does that mean? Omar Lozabar Brachya, Ein Nimsa Am Oyef Betayra Biyavi Amezigla. That a nation that's tired from learning Torah will not be placed in the hands of those that attack them, which means the Torah is going to protect them. Like the Pasuk says further, Mai, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Ke Eis Harishoin Hekal Artsa Zvulam Artsa Naftali, Va Achroin Hichbid Derechayom. What's on this pasuk? So we dash in the first part of pasuk. Ke'es harishin heikel artzos vul maratzam tolim means loyke rishonim she'kelum aleim al tayra. You are not like the rishonim who are lax in keeping of the tayra, which are the 10 shvatim. They were light and they were lax in keeping the tayra. When it says in the pasuk, then that's artzos vul maratzam aftali, which is the 10 shvatim. Va'achroin hichbed derech yom means like this. Avachroinim she'chbidu aleim al tayra. They were machbid on them. They increased the Torah, and they're worthy to have a nes, which is the Eden went across the Yamsuf and across the Yarden. They are ruyah to have a nes like them, and therefore Hashem told Sancheirev in this pasukim, if you change your mind and don't attack Yerushalayim, that's good. I will make you into a makri by goyim. Rashi says tupshotim either means stam misgalgal by cherpa b'chol goyim, you'll be a makri in all the goyim, or galosh and glolim. In any case, the pasuk saying is that the rishonim, which are the 10 shvatim, they taka deserved it, but these shvatim did not deserve it because they have the Torah, and they are kvizecha to the nes of just like of derech yom aviyad. It's referring to the nes of the people who went out of Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says weiter that achre advarim va'emes ha'ela, after these words, basan cheriv melech ashur ve'yichan ala orim habetzurais ve'yom levakim elov. It says achad advarim va'emes ha'ela. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. It came basan cheriv melech ashur came to Yehuda and he scanned the city, the fortified cities, and he said, "We're going to attack it. We are going to attack it. We're going to breach the city." So freiti gemara. We just finished saying that Chizkiyo, who Mamish was a big tzaddik, this is his reward. High Rishna, high Pardashna. This is the reward for this Odin Chimvin Dorin Kazer Rashes La Odin Kazev Emes Bechiskiyo was a chair because he had Akadvarm Emes Haila. Well, this happened to him. This makes sense. After this, after he was made sure that everyone had the Torah, he got this Einish. What's Pshat? So Gemara says like this: Achad Varm Emes means Emes referring to the Shvu of Akarish Baruch Hu. Achad Varm Emes Achar Ma Yom Ravina Lachas Kofi Akarish Baruch Hu Nishba Vama. After Akarish Baruch Hu made a Shvu, and he said, "Masina Lech Zecher Masan V'Yodach." I want to make a huge nes and to have this huge nes, which happened actually the night of Pesach. V'Hivi Chatzia Alaylo. I want this huge nes to happen in the schus of Chizkiyo. I want the nes to happen to him. It's a huge nes. It's on par with the nes like it's Mitzrayim. I want it to happen in Chizkiyo. and because of his chus. But Hashda, Omar, if I tell this to Chizkiyahu before, if I tell him, look, I'm going to bring Sacheriv, but you're going to win him, and it's be a huge nice. He's going to say, Lo, who be nevlei b'susim in here? I don't want him. I don't want the, being scared of him. I don't want the whole thing. Just shkayach. I don't want the whole thing. So Yaakov is going to is going to bring Sacheriv. And like it says in the pasuk, Shenema nishpa Hashem tzevokois lemor im loy kasha demisi keino yosa. It's not like I thought will happen. V'chasha ya'asti yisakum. The thing I planned will happen. Lishbar Ashur ba'arti v'alhorei avasenu. To break Ashur in my land v'alhorei avasenu. They will become like a trough on my mountains. V'sar ma'aleim uloy v'sebulim al shichma yosur. And his yokes are removed from Klal Yisrael and removed and out of here. That's what's going to happen. It's Shavuah. They will become evus of Chizkiyahu v'siyat. They will become like a trough for Chizkiyahu and his followers. And Top Rashi says that when they all die, shekulim pegarim ve'yechilu suseim v'hemtam, their horses and behemoths feasted on the pegarim of the army of Chizkiyahu. It's a big shaila. It's Issa Hana. What do you do about the Issa Hana? I in the Heilige Svarim to talk about it. But like upon him, any case, he make them into ovis. It says further in the pasuk, they'll come that the yoke will remove, the yoke off your neck, and the oil will be destroyed. The chubal was destroyed. What's the shaman? The oil of Sacheriv got destroyed. You know why? Because the shaman of Chizkiyahu. Which shaman? You know what the shaman is? Show you about the Kesis, about the Midrashim. The shaman that was burning in the shuls and the Bati Midrashim and the learning of the Torah late at night, that's what helped destroy the army of Sacheriv. Ma'o. So how did Chizkiyahu get the ilm to learn so stark? So he did it the old way. No, it's Cheriv HaPesach Beis HaMedrash. He stuck his sword by the door of Beis HaMedrash for Omar. And he said, Kol Mishay, no, Yitzchak B'Torah, anyone doesn't learn you, Dok Ebe Cheriv Zu, should get pierced by this sword. And the Gemara says, Botkum Yidon Vad Be'er Shavah from the place of Don Torah Beis Shavah, V'lo Yimotsu Am Aretz, and not find that one Am Aretz. And they checked Megivas, Megivas Vad Antifras, and they didn't find Yimotsu Tinuk V'Tinoikas Ish V'Isha, Shalei V'Kiyam Melechus Tum V'Tayra. They didn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who is not a Baki Melechus Tum V'Tayra. Agav, the Sefer Chizim is right from here. You left learn ladies all the halachas, even Tom of Tyler, I learned them. Well, Oyster, Dar, Omer says in that, Dar, Bahoya, Biyamahu, Yechaya, Ish, Eglis, Bakos, every man will manage with one bakar for the milk and two sheep, that will be enough. They'll be mistapik, Bamuit, that'll be enough. They won't need much, and that's why they're not going to have a problem learning. They're not going to have to worry. They're not going to be busy with any money. And it says, Vaita Va'imer, further the same idea. The places will be where you could, 1,000 vines worth 1,000 pieces of silver, which means a lot of money. And still, they're not going to cultivate those vines and sell it to make big money. Because they'll be busy learning. It'll turn into thorns. Ava, and the Gemara explains, Avisha Elef Gefen Be'elef Kesef, even though you could sell Elef Gefen Be'elef Kesef, L'shomer V'l'shayis, the land will be full of thorns because they're going to be neglected, because they're going to be learning Torah the whole time. That's what it says about Dar Dar. And it says in the Pasuk that when Sacheriv got, all the army got killed out, so they went, they said, they went out to go collect the booty. It says, V'usav shalachem oisav achosel. And the booty should be collected like the gathering of achosel, which is grasshoppers. Amalem Navali Yisrael. Isfu shalachem. Go get your booty from the Ashur, from the camp of Ashur. Amruloi, so they asked him, Livzois or Lachlag? Should we take it for ourselves or to take it and to divide it? Amalem, Kesav Achosel. Just, and Rashi says the Shaila was because they were worried there was some Jewish money in there. We'll see in a second. Amalem, Kesav Achosel, that you should do it like a locust gather it. That's just like the locust everyone takes for themselves. Also, the booty here, everyone takes for themselves. The Assyrians, they already captured the Aser Shvatim, and a lot of their money came from that. So, how did I take it? He answered, Kamesha gave him shaking boy. Ma gave malolu, ma dok this water in these pools, malamas, so ultimate tumultaira could be used as a mikvah. To mal, a person from tumultaira, after mayim shal yisrael, kivin shalom yadav yachavim, mayim shal yisrael also, once it falls into the goyish hands, mayad tihar. Right away it becomes tar, and it becomes their money. like we find, Krapapa, Dom Rapapa, Amoin Moyov Tira Vesichoin, that once they went to war with the Kibush Muhammad, that they take it over. It's their money, it's not a problem. We'll see later on in the Gemara more about that. But they traveled, this Rasha traveled 10 Masoyis in one day. He captured 10 of his cities in one day. Shadam says in the Pasuk, Ba'al Ayis, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'al Ayis, Ovar B'Migroin. Ayis number one, Ovar B'Migroin, Migroin is number two. L'Michmash Yafgat Kalov, he put his Kalov in Michmash, that's three, third place. Ovru Ma'abara is the fourth place. Geva Malalonu, Geva was a place to stay, is number five. Chodra Harama is number six. That they were scared, Rama was scared. Geva Shol Nisnosa is number seven. Tzali Koylech Bazgalim, Hakshiva Laisha is eight and nine. Ania Nosois is 10. Nerda Madmena is 11. Yeshva Gevim Izu is 12. 12 places. And we said it was 10. Mordon has to cash momentarily. Oida Yoim Vinoiv Lamoid. Yenoif of Yodah Arba Sigh Vishlaim. That's not going. That's not what I'm counting that. Rashi says, like, Kokosh Oida Vinoiv Lamoid. The Hulav Lamasu. Come on. That was something about Noiv Irakanam. We'll see soon. Zokte Marmar Zakasha, Hani Tuvavi. I said it was 12. You said they took 10 cities, it's 12 cities. Zokte Gemara, Tzali Koylech Bazgalim. That posik that says, Tzali Koylech Bazgalim, Akshiva, Laisha, Ania Nosa, is that posik, which actually had three cities in it, had the Bazgalim, and had Laisha, and Anosa, is that posik, the Navi would come to the Knesset Shaw. That was the Navi talking to the Knesset Shaw and saying like this. This is Pshat in the posik. Tzali Koylech Bazgalim. Cry out, Basgalim, which is Bitesh Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, which is also Mitzvah Galayam. They call Galim because they're Mitzvah like Galayam. Cry out, and Akshiva Laisha, which means that listen, Akshiva Laisha Mahai Loi Tistafi. Do not be afraid of Sancheiriv, but Ella Istvin Mechazah Rasha the Silka Aryeh. Laisha is a lion. He says, cry out because you should be scared of a lion, but not from this king. Only Nebuchadnezzar you should be scared of. Shenema says about Nebuchadnezzar, Allah Aryeh Mesubche. It's called a lion. So he says, be careful. Don't be careful. Don't be worried about this. But worry, Tali Kalech Bas Galim, because Akshiva Laisha, because you should worry about Laisha. And Nia Nosois, what does that mean? Nia Nosois, also Yomio Bechilkio, Umisnaba Alob and Abanoises. Yomio is talking to come and say on a Vios, and that's what Nia Nosois. He didn't say in a Vios about the downfall of Yerushalayim and from Nukhadessa. The Ksiv, the Yomio Bechilkio, Menakahanim, Asher Abanoises, Eretz Beyam. Great thing tomorrow. Hecky says Nebuchadnezzar midami hosam ari. He said ari mesufcha. That's his lashon of pasuk. And here it's a laish. So tomorrow, no, it makes sense. Rabbi Yechon, Shishem, he says ari. The six names to ari. Ari is called ari. A kfir, a lovi, a laish, shachal, shachatz. These are all names of ari. Great tomorrow. Hecky batzula lemaisa. Now you took off this whole pasuk. You took off three. Now it's only nine. So Gemara, Avru Ma'abara Tartinenu. Avru Ma'abara is two different places. Avru Ma'abara are two places, so altogether 10. And Sancheiriv went and captured these 10 places on the way to Yerushalayim. And that's what that pasuk was referring to.